Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Double A, I'm excited to hear from your former teammate, Johnny Knox.
Yes, and he's doing well. He's a father, has two kids, and he told me about his two dogs that he has now. So he's doing great. He's doing great. It was good to catch up with him. I talk to him all the time, but you guys don't. So we're bringing him into your home. You'll get to see Johnny Knox and all of his thoughts about how he thinks he's faster than Devin Hester. So you got to check it out.
Let's check it out.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been here, man. Yeah. 2013.
Yeah, I haven't been here in a minute either, though.
Change the turf, that's about it.
Yeah, they put that 34 right there. That's
about it. Woo! Bring back memories.
In your prime, and in D-Hess prime, you'll beat him in a 40.
Straight line?
Yeah. A 40-yard dash.
I'll beat Devin Hester.
Johnny Knox is still on the ground in some pain, it looks like, Jeff.
Everywhere I go, man, I do a lot of interaction with the fans, man. They always ask, how's Johnny Knox doing? So, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Right now, still trying to kind of find my way, trying to find out what I'm going to get my hands on, too. But other than that, you know, I'm doing good.
December 18th, 2011. Take us back to when that injury happened.
That day against Seattle, man, what you see is what you get. Obviously, you can see I'm doing better. I'm standing up. But, you know, I've had a lot of support from family, friends, teammates. A lot of prayers have been sent my way, and it's helped. So I'm doing good.
Have you talked to Hargrove?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But you know, I know he did. The media asked him some questions about me, and I could tell he was real genuine about it. That he was sorry for what happened. But actually, Marshawn Lynch called me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in the hospital, but I didn't have my phone on me. He left a message to see how I was doing and try to see if I was okay. And you know, that also meant a lot to me. Lost my legs, but I still got my hands.
How was the rehab process? You know, because I know you were rehabbing because you were still trying to play.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know your competitive spirit, man. Mm-hmm. I know you hate to lose,
mm-hmm.
but I hate to see you lose because mm-hmm. I know we're going to be here all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know when we go bowling.
Oh, yeah. Man, somebody has to lose. It ain't going to be me.
You're going to stay there all day to get away.
Yeah. Actually, the day after surgery, they had me up and walking, so pretty much my rehab started then.
Yeah.
But rehab was real slow. I had good days and bad days, like I still do to this day. But other than that, you know, I'm present forward. I'm looking forward, man. I can't worry about the past. I just got to keep looking forward for me, my family, my kids. And that's what it's about.
You were like inches away from being paralyzed.
A millimeter.
Wow.
Yeah, the doctor said if my back went as strong as it was, it could have been worse.
How do you feel now, though?
Man, I feel good. Like I said, man, I'm standing. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. It could be worse than it is now. But for me to be able to walk after an injury like that, yes, that's big.
Anthony, very easy to see why Johnny Knox has always been a fan favorite mm-hmm. with Bears fans. And I know when I interviewed him at Soldier Field during a game this past season, he got such a great response from the crowd. They were so excited to see him, so excited to hear from him. So really glad to see Johnny's doing
God
all these days.
Awesome athlete. I mean, made the Pro Bowl in his rookie year. So.
Awesome. Very cool.